Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, LT Langley. Today we're commemorating our lost pet show. I really want to do this special because, unfortunately, on December 26, 2019, one day after Christmas, unfortunately, my rabbit Sonny passed away, and it's been really hard to deal without him. I've been with him for nearly 8 years, and, you know, it was unexpected. He did get a bacterial infection in his leg, and that's how it started, and it's been just really, really tough to be without him. I know you guys feel the same because I'm sure some of you lost your favorite pets. And, you know, I'm so sorry about that. And so this is all to commemorate Sonny the Bunny and your own pet who passed away. I got Sonny, a little background. I got Sonny from a pet store 8 years back. It was sort of on a whim. I just wanted a cute little rabbit and, you know, someone to be close to. And unfortunately, I went through a very big depression. When I decided to adopt him. Just a little prequel, as they say. Before then, I had a little guinea pig named Crystal who had her young, and I don't know what happened to the young. I don't know if she ate her young or something, but I didn't find them the day after they were born, but God bless you, Crystal. So Crystal, the guinea pig, is who I had for a couple of years before she passed away, unfortunately, and I had to bury her in our backyard where we lived out in Owings Mills, Maryland. So this is, I guess you can this is to commemorate Crystal, Sonny, and Froggy, who is a frog that I had for just one day. It was a funny story. My mother ordered a frog and a little aquarium for the frog, and unfortunately it didn't come, and then they gave her money back, and then it appeared again, and so I sort of luckily got it for free. And you know how they say when you like win the lottery, it slips through your fingers? Well, I was cleaning the tank when I the first day that I had the frog, and he literally slipped through my fingers down the drain. So it was horrible, but so I'm commemorating Froggy too. I had him, I barely knew you, but Sonny was so special. I had him for 8 years, and I don't even know when his birthday was. I wanted to celebrate his birthday every year, but I was so negligent with him because every day I just, you know, after feeding him and changing his water and changing his bedding, I just left and just hung out with my friends. So it's very difficult to be happy today because I just remember me being a negligent parent to Sonny, and I wish Sonny had another rabbit. And just recently I went to this pet supplies fish store out in Woodlawn, Maryland. I think it's called Woodlawn Fish and Pet Supplies. And I found two rabbits, two mini Netherland dwarf rabbits, and they were so sweet, and they reminded me of Sonny. And Sonny's real name is Sunshine, by the way. And they reminded me of Sonny and how sweet Sonny was and how wonderful and dedicated I was to Sonny. And so I think maybe those are my next pets. But we got rid of the cage, Sonny's cage. So I'm going to have to get a new cage. Let me know, you guys. Call in, by all means. The host call-in number is 425-292-4444. Again, that's 425-292-4444. Call in and let me know what you guys think, because, you know, do you guys use hutches? Do you guys have rabbits? Those are my favorite animals, by the way, little bunnies. If you guys have bunnies, bunny rabbits, do you use the hutches, and where do you put them, in your garage, upstairs, on the second floor, you know, or in the backyard? Where do you keep your hutches for the rabbits? And also, who should own rabbits? So what kind of personality does the pet owner have to have rabbits? I'd really like to know. And also, I'm commemorating also at the same time, Sonny is my new nephew, Wyatt Easton Barsher. So such wonderful nephews I have. I have Weston Cole and Wyatt Easton, and they're just wonderful, cute little kids. Weston is about 3 years old, just turned three in November of this year, and Wyatt was born in December of this year, almost exactly 1 month apart. So he's so wonderful. I'm so happy for my sister and her husband, and I hope that she visits more. Do you guys have family that, you know, are very busy and don't have time to visit, especially with kids, and, you know, you don't want to miss their childhood and want to see them, and, you know, because they're growing up so fast? So to me, it's a memory, because every time Weston came over, my nephew, he always ran right upstairs to look at the bunny, and he loved that rabbit. And, you know, now it's like, what are we going to do, you know, since Sunny's gone? And, you know, I think I'm going to make a commemorative collage. I have to print photos off of my phone and then put them, make a collage, make a border out of them, a photo frame. And I think that'd be great. You know, Sonny is with God now, so I hope he's okay. Also talking about pet names, how do you guys commemorate a pet? You know, how do you figure out their names? You know, what do they come from, inspiration? You know, how do you figure, oh, I'm going to name my rabbit Sunshine. Oh, I'm going to name my rabbit Petey. Oh, I'm going to name my rabbit Doug. You know, how do those names come about? So I'd really like to know that. Also, you know, I believe in a higher power, and I think a higher power helps me in every show. And so I'm also dedicating this show to Neil Donald Walsh, because without Conversations with God, I wouldn't be here today. I was very sick, depressed, suicidal long ago, and still have my moments like we all do. But, you know, I think part of the reason I had Sonny the Bunny is because of Neil Donald Walsh, when he talked about how, you know, inclusivity and how we're all, you know, one, and, you know, talking about, you know, animals and pets and everything. I just decided, you know, why not get my own pet? And, you know, Sonny, like I said before in other shows, Sonny has been by my side when I had my deepest, darkest depression. He was always there, and I took him for granted. And now that he's gone, it hurts so bad. So maybe that's the point of life, to love who we have, you know, especially our dear, beloved pets, because we may take them for granted. They're always there. They're just sitting by in a cage or by our side. And I don't like cages, because I too have felt at some point in time that I was caged. So this is to you, Sonny. I'm so sorry you had to be in a cage. I wish I took you out more. I wish that you were, you know, happier and free, and I wish I got you another rabbit. So if I do get other rabbits, I would build a big hutch so it won't feel like a cage. And, you know, I'd take them out every single day. I'd get one of those harnesses that a friend of mine suggested to get. So I'd get a harness, walk the bunnies every day. And, you know, before I was embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God, if people saw me walking a rabbit, what would they think? Now I don't care. You know, after having Sonny, it's like it's what's best for the rabbit. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with commemorating our favorite pet show. For me, it's Commemorating Sonny Show on Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. So hold on just a minute. We'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. I'm your host, LT Langley, and today's about commemorating my rabbit Sonny Show. You know, I've done a commemorating our favorite pet show, but today it's been so hard because I just, you know, read a book, Nancy Drew and the Clue Crew book, about her doggy Chocolate Chip. I don't know if you've read Nancy Drew books, but she has a dog named Chocolate Chip, and she lives with her dad and her housekeeper Hannah, and you know, she's always talking about how, you know, Chocolate Chip is always by her side and you know, her and her friends. And to commemorate Sonny, it's all about saying, you know, here's this pet, here's this wonderful rabbit by my side the whole way through. And it's just been so glorious to have him there. And so, like I said, I'm going to commemorate him some kind of collage or, you know, and some kind of photo book. You know, they have those with technology these days, those little photo books which are I guess electronic, where you can, you know, put your favorite photos download them from your phone, and then you can swipe it so you can see all of them in this electronic format. I think that's what I'll do. We are in the 21st century, so that's something that I'm definitely looking forward to. Also, you know, now Easter's around the corner. We already went through Christmas. We all been through Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. We've been through, you know, Thanksgiving. Now it's Easter and Passover. So when speaking of Easter, one of my favorite books is Karen's Bunny. It's another Babysitter's Club book. And I think it's called Babysitter's Club Little Sister Book. And that's another reason why I decided to get a rabbit, because in the books, Karen gets a bunny, and so does her brother. They get a bunny for Easter, and it's a surprise, and the bunnies make a lot of mess because they're, you know, chewing on sweaters and, you know, and in the garden, chewing the tomatoes and just being little rowdy bunnies. And so it's been my favorite book of all time, Karen's Bunny. Look it up, Babysitter's Club Little Sister. And that's something that that's another reason why I decided to get Sunny. So I'm also, not only am I dedicating my time to Sunny today and every day for the rest of my life, but I'll also, have you guys heard of Egyptian ceremonial magic? Supposedly they say that you can bring back the souls of the dead, and you can bring them back to earth. So I don't know about you guys, but have you guys wanted to do that? You know, have you guys wanted to bring back bunny, you know, your own pets or, you know, relatives? For me, that's all I want to do. So I'm going to try some Egyptian ceremonial magic in a positive way. Maybe I'll join a club or something to feel connected, you know, because all of us who've lost pets and people, especially those that, you know, the little bit animals that have been with us, we want to commemorate them. We want to feel close to other people. We want to be in that club, you know, that feel-good club of pet love, you know. And we want people around us who felt the same. So this is all about commemorating our pets. I'm commemorating Sonny. Like I said, he passed almost 2 weeks ago. He passed one day after Christmas, December the 26th, 2019. And, you know, all I wish was that he was back. So, you know, the Egyptian magic thing, I'm also linking it to a book I've been writing, The Ink Box. I think I mentioned it several times. I've been writing it for like 10 years now. I really need a writer on board. If you guys know anybody, call in. Guest call number is 319-527-6302. Again, that's 319-527-6302. If you guys can please call in, let me know if you guys know any writers out there. I'm going to try to post it on Craigslist and other websites to try to get a writer on board so I can finish this ink box. And I also have a couple of other books in the making. It's just exciting to do the research on it, everything. And I'll also let you know what happens with the bunnies. Like I said, there's these cute two little bunnies that I want to adopt from my local Woodlawn Pet Supplies and Fish Store. And they're like Netherland dwarf rabbits. And they're so cute. One's black and white and one's gray and white. So I'll let you guys know what happens there. Anyways, I hope you guys have a happy holidays. You know, I do this show generally on a weekly basis. So I may do it on a daily basis if there's enough topics to talk about. But again, this is a commemorating Sunny show on Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. This is LT Langley coming to you live. Again, my guest caller number is 319-527-6302. I hope you guys have a great holiday. And call me and let me know, you know, if you guys have a pet that's been recently lost. And if you guys want to talk about any other topic, we can most definitely talk about it. All right, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care now. Bye-bye.